All right, well, I've been doing a lot of thinking, a lot of reflecting, and a little bit of writing. And one of the things I decided to write down was my values. And I mean, this was an interesting process because there's a lot of things that I say I value, but I don't put action towards them. And if I'm not putting action towards those things I talk about, those aren't true values, and I don't actually value those entities. So on a note card, I just kind of wrote down a bunch of things, crossed them out, rephrased it, and kind of came up with what I value right now in my current state of life and what I want to value and hopefully embrace more and kind of fully cultivate those values. So I'm just going to read them off quick. First one, you are 100% responsible for your perception of each and everything in your life. Be kind, be calm, be objective. Embrace obstacles. Show appreciation. Cherish today. Be a man who is dedicated to helping improve the lives of others. Finish what you start.
You are 100% responsible for your perception of each and everything in your life.
That's something that, like, a lot of stuff's going to happen to me. A lot of things are going to go not the way I intend. But, like, 100%, you can control the perception of those things, and you can always control how you feel about them. And if something bad happens to you, why would you ever want to feel anything but good? Because you do. You get to choose how you feel in every situation, so why not choose to feel good? And, some pain and some discomfort's definitely needed in life, and I think it helps you appreciate the other aspects of life, the good aspects. But most of the time, you want to feel good. That's one of the points of life, is to feel good about what you're doing. And choosing to feel good's a pretty cool thing. Next part, be kind, be calm, be objective. I think kindness is one of my favorite things to spread. You know, it doesn't cost anything. It can mean the world to someone. And it really doesn't take that much effort. And the effort you do put into it is always appreciated. And so it's effort well spent, I think. Being calm, I guess, is the next one. You know, like, there's a lot of things in life that hit a nerve, and it's easy to let go, and it's easy to give in to the impulses to do things that are potentially irrational. But I think one of the biggest things I'm trying to embrace is just be calm about things. You know, shit's going to happen. Things are going to go wrong. And if you can approach them with a calm demeanor and thoughts that are actually coherent, you can solve almost any problem. And the other one, be objective. So, like, this ties in, I mean, this ties in a lot with the relationship with Cody and just relationships in general and things you're attached to. You know, if you're not objective about decision-making, the emotions and the energy can often influence a decision that's not optimal, I guess would be the way to say it. Just like trying to be objective with decisions and with all the choices you make. So the next one, embrace obstacles. You know, like, I mean, I said that before about the perception thing. If you could, like, life's going to throw stuff at you. It's going to hit you with everything it's got, and a lot of times those things hit you in succession, one after another. Just beating you back. And that stuff's tough. And a lot of times it feels like, you know, you're kind of sitting there like, why is this happening to me at this point in my life? But the opposite perspective is so powerful. If you embrace those obstacles and you kind of cherish them and realize that the obstacles are put there for you to overcome, and your perception and your attitude towards those obstacles will determine if you overcome them or not. And you should be happy that the obstacle was put there, because you have the opportunity to overcome it. Show appreciation. So this is one that I've really tried to work on. I've been sending Facebook videos, I got to do this a little more often, to the people that I appreciate in my life. You know, just a quick 30-second video of me, my face, my words, telling them with true emotion how I feel about them and how I appreciate what they've done for me. And I think, like, that's one thing that I've tried to work on that, because there's a lot of times in my life where I have a genuine, deep appreciation for something someone did even if it was subtle, you know, even if they don't know they actually positively impacted me, and I don't show them that appreciation, and I don't verbalize it, and I don't make it known, and I just, like, why not? Why not tell them that they did something that meant so much to you, no matter what the act was? And so I've been working on showing appreciation. And another one, cherish today. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the future and the plans that we have and the goals and the dreams, you know, but if you're always striving for something in the future and you're never actually cherishing where you are now, that's not a life that I want to live. You know, I want to be able to embrace each moment and cherish what I have right now. Because, like, if you're not, if you're always looking for something in the future, you're never experiencing now. And I mean, same with the past. If you're always dwelling on the past, it's inhibiting how you perceive now. And so that's one of my struggles. And it's been getting better. And it's been fun to see how I've found different ways to cherish today and cherish the people I'm with at a given moment and the things I'm doing. And just living in the now. And so one of the last lines is, be a man who is dedicated to helping improve the lives of others. That's something I feel so strongly about that. I believe if I'm going to live my life well, that's going to mean doing good things for others. And I get a lot of joy from it. I love helping others overcome things. I love helping others better themselves. And, like, I think that I'm in such a fortunate situation in my life that I should be helping others. And I should be going out of my way to do things for others that maybe I'm the only one who can provide that for them at a given time, you know. And I truly believe that I have a purpose and I have this ability to do good things for other people, and I should embrace that and I should follow it and let that kind of lead my choices. And lastly, this one hits hard a little bit for me right now, is finish what you start. And I don't think you have to finish everything you start. I think there's some things that you start kind of on a whim, and you probably shouldn't go down that rabbit hole of trying to finish them. But if there's something that you say you're going to do, and you mean it when you say it, and you feel strongly about it, finish it. You know, like, don't... Like, lately, I've been bailing out on things that I've started. And it's become like a habit almost. It's really easy to bail out on it. But why not just finish what you start? And if you're not going to finish something, try not to start it. Try not to go down that rabbit hole. And that's where your values come back into play, you know? Like, start things that align with your values, and when you start them, damn it, you're going to finish them. And I think that's a mentality that once you kind of get in the habit of finishing things that you start, that's life-changing, man. That's the best place to be, is to cultivate habits that emulate your values and lead you down the path you want to be on. And I think finishing what you start is one of the most important parts of that.